Well, we've been talking about national security breaches all morning, namely the op shop dump of hundreds of classified cabinet documents. How about this for a breach? This week, the news broke that the fitness app Strava had accidentally revealed potentially sensitive information about military bases in the Middle East. The Strava app features what's called a global heat map, and it can show people's jogging habits around the world. But in doing that, the app has ended up recording and showing information about the location of US military bases, as well as tracking soldiers' moves through towns in Syria. Ariel Bogle is RN's resident tech reporter. Hello, Ariel. Welcome back.
Good morning, Fran.
Can you explain this for us, Ariel? How did Strava's global heat map lead to this particular US security breach?
Well, I want you to imagine you're running around Centennial Park. Obviously, this is an incredibly popular place to exercise here in Sydney. People run laps 3 kilometres around the perimeter, past the fig trees. And every time they do that, if they're using a fitness tracking device like Strava, a phone app, or Fitbit that might connect to Strava, they're sending a little stream of data back to that company's database, which records their location, how fast they ran, even whether they were cycling or running. And that was contributing to Strava's heat map. And when you look at Sydney, you see all these bright gold bands of millions of people's running activity. But if you move over to somewhere like the Middle East, it's almost pitch black. There are obviously not that many people using...
Not that many people jogging around
in Afghanistan or Iraq. However, you could see little specks of gold, and those apparently were military bases and places where military servicemen or even people in NGOs were running.
And how did we know that? This is a young Australian who worked this out. Tell us the story.
That's right. He's a young man from Canberra. Well, he's studying international security at ANU, Nathan Roosa, and he has been an avid follower of the conflict in Syria. I spoke to him earlier this week. He's always mapping these conflicts. It's an area of interest for him. And so he just stumbled across this Strava heat map and thought he'd look at what was happening in the Middle East. Mm. And when he looked at Syria, he said it lit up like a Christmas tree. It was really interesting, all these gold specks, and they mapped perfectly against known military locations, known air bases, known forward operating bases in Afghanistan, Syria, and other places in the Middle East.
And some unknown, I've read too, I think, this young guy has worked out that this must be a military base, because otherwise why would there be these gold strands, as you say?
Exactly. And there's been some debate going back and forth about whether these bases are quote-unquote secret or merely secretive, known in the military community or to the government, but perhaps not known to the general public.
And what's the big news in this? Why is this big security news?
It's big security news because it could reveal what's called patterns of life. So if you were a enemy combatant intent on hurting people, say at a military base, and you knew their jogging routes, or you even knew which buildings on that base were most popular because you look at this Strava heat map, could give you some very useful, potentially dangerous information. Of course, the Australian military has acknowledged the existence of this Strava heat map. They have not said that they're going to outright ban these kinds of devices, but they have said they do advise their service men and women too.
That's the key, isn't it? Mm. That the Strava can only develop this heat map because people are wearing these trackers, the
exactly.
Fitbit or whatever it is, which presumably means that a whole lot of soldiers in this case use these things.
And fair enough too. I suppose if you're a soldier, you want to be fit, and using these devices is a fun and interesting way to keep track of your fitness, but perhaps not always a great idea when you're in potentially sensitive locations.
No, indeed. What about individuals using that app? They can be identified too, I understand, even here in Australia. Is that right?
That's right. And what's been really interesting in the fallout, I've spoken to some security analysts, and they say that even on Strava's main website, not even on this heat map, you can see leaderboards. So these are the top runners in certain locations around these bases. So you can actually see the names of some of the soldiers on bases in the Middle East. And likewise in Australia, like I said, Sydney it glows gold. You can't figure out any individual there. But if you go out to more remote locations in Australia, you could potentially figure out, you know, if that person's the only runner in the village, so to speak, you could potentially figure out where they lived by seeing where their Strava track starts and stops.
Okay. And I think importantly for this, fitness map apps are not the only things tracking our moves, are they?
Not at all. And a huge amount of apps really track our location. There was actually a study back in 2013 that suggested 4 instances of a person's location at any given point in time were enough to identify them 95% of the time. So this is certainly something worth keeping in mind.
Okay, absolutely. So we can protect ourselves from this, how?
Well, I've got a few tips for people, for you all out there, if you're concerned about this. And number one is to know whether your phone has location services turned on or off. So you can go into the settings, see if location services are on. If you want to, turn them off, but it might inhibit your use of devices like Google Maps, say, or Waze if you're using that to get to work. But in the interest of keeping apps you don't want from tracking your location, my second tip is to clean up your phone. Just go through it, check which apps you actually need and those which you don't, and also check whether those apps are collecting your location too. Perhaps delete them. And my third is for anyone using these fitness tracking apps, you know, there is an element of responsibility here to read the privacy policy. I know it's millions of words long and not so interesting, but if you're really concerned that you want to use these fitness tracking apps to track your own exercise but not share them with the world, you really need to go deep into the privacy policies and into the settings of these apps and make sure you've got the settings calculated to how you want to use them.
Okay, so that's a lot more than just getting your Fitbit, putting it on and going.
Absolutely.
Right? You've got to be aware. Ariel, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Ariel Bogle is RN's resident tech reporter, and this was a huge story this week. A 20-year-old Canberra student in international security working this out.